Well, first and foremost, Dave Tolliver, I want to thank you. I'm so glad that we had the opportunity or had the opportunity to just sit and talk. So, Dave Tolliver, Black Pavarotti, Men at Large.
Yes, ma'am.
Superstar, 90s, a suave R&B singer, Man Can Blow. And what else can I say about you?
So I'm an actor, a motivational speaker, a vocal coach, artist consultant. I'm every brother. It's all in me.
And comedian.
You want done, baby? I guess you can call it that if you want to. Mm-hmm. Funny, fat and funny.
Yeah, well, so... let's start off with just kind of reacquainting the world with Dave Tolliver. Who is Dave Tolliver?
He is I and I is him. What if I just stopped talking right there and you're like, okay, that's it? No, but Dave Tolliver, I guess I could say one third of the R&B group Men at Large, discovered by Gerald Levert. There was only two of us, but, you know, we had one that just passed away. He was a replacement for my original guy. We ran for about 25 years, and we just lost him. So one third. I'm the best third, though, the prettiest third. I started off in radio back in 86 during an event of one of the DJs at the station. We sang for Gerald. He was like, he was going to hook us up. We was like, yeah, I'm on a bomba. And then we didn't see him again for like 3 years. So then I saw him again. I was coming out of a studio with a rap group, and my guy, another one of my friends that's gone, we were dancing for this group called Johnny O and the Sorcerer Crew, and we were called Big Step. And Gerald saw us coming out the studio and said, yo, I got this idea for three big dudes that can sing, dance, da-da-da-da-da, and that cute. Man, so next couple days, we were at the studio auditioning for him. Steve Russell from Troop was there. Rude Boys, everybody. And the next day, his dad came, and we auditioned for him. There were two other guys that didn't make it. And so, thus and therefore, May of 1992, all the way through there, became Men at Large. Our first single was released in May of 92, Use Me. Use Me. Use Me. Mm-hmm. That's a nutshell. It could be longer, but I know you like it quick.
There you go, throwing them innuendos in. So, okay,
right,
so,
innuendo.
So when you guys got your start, I know a lot of people think that, okay, you just pop on the scene. So how long did it actually take you from the time that they did the search, you met Gerald Levert, from the time that your first song was out there actually on the radio?
It took about 6 years. Because, like, we met him in 86, and we didn't see him again until 89. He kept his word, and then we took a process of recording songs, artists developing us, you know, artist-wise. And, you know, they didn't really have to do media because, like I said, I started off in radio, so I was good, you know, making sure the vocals were right. We were, you know, we used to dance a lot, too, in the beginning. Neither one of us is doing that shit now, so that ain't happening. We had dancers. I mean, we had real intense 11-hour-a-day rehearsals, 11 hours a day for a perspective. You know, we weren't getting paid for that or none of that. It was a perspective. You know, we didn't know it was going to hit. We were doing it, you know, for the love. And, you know, it took about 6 hours, I mean, 6 years for it to matriculate to the world.
Wow. So do you think that with R&B now, because you talked about artist development, that you guys had to do 11 hours. What's going on now with the current artists?
I don't think they're doing any of that. There are some talented artists. I think most of these artists have one thing and not the other. You know, have one thing and not all the stuff together. I don't think they have everything. There are very few that have everything, the personality, the talent, the performance savvy. You know, it's not very many that have it. You know, like mm-hmm. I was saying, they have one or the other. So I don't know. And nobody's taking the time to do that anymore. And I guess it's just a part of, I think the customer consumer has gotten so much lenient too, you know, because I go around and I see people my age, I'm 50 or older, and they listen to Lil Baby, Polo G, Moneybagg Yo. Mm-hmm. They listen to all kinds of stuff like that. They're not really focusing on where they came from. They're focusing on what's hot right now. They jamming with their kids and grandkids, you know, to all the latest joints right now. And I'm guilty of it. I do it too. But it's some mm-hmm. good music out there. I think you just have to, if nothing else, the beats are damn good. Now, what they say right. about them ain't saying nothing, but the beats are super good. You know what I mean? So, you know, we have to kind of meet them where they are.
Okay, so Minute Large, and I'm just going to kind of go over your discography. Your first album was in 1992, Minute Large. Mm-hmm. Your second one, 1994, which was One Size Fits All.
Now, is that true?
Third album, if that's not, never mind. I'm talking about the name of the album. Mm-hmm. 1999, you had Love, Struggle, and Progress. 2007, Back on Top. And then you guys released a single, Date Night, in mm-hmm. 2015.
Mm-hmm. We actually released a couple other records, too.
Okay.
But, you know, they just kind of festered out there. My Place and a record called Rock With Me. But, yeah.
That was in also, too. That was after 2016.
It was before, in between. Like 14, 15, and 16.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with that kind of success, I mean, four albums under your group's belt with mm-hmm. different singles, you guys weren't just a one-hit wonder. You guys
I hope not.
No, you definitely were not. You were legends. You're still legends. You not were, still are. So what kind of advice would you give up-and-coming artists now?
I would tell them
before we talk about your solo career.
Well, I just, you know, I hear a lot of these cats, like we in the Clubhouse app, and I hear them talking about I got a label, I do this, I do mm-hmm. that, I do that in the third, publishers, stuff like that. You know, I think it's best that you know that make sure that this is something you want to do. And mm-hmm. something that something that you're passionate about, something that you're going to work for, because it's not going to be easy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And doing this stuff is not easy, and it's time consuming. It's very interpersonal. People are always in your trap, and so you know, I just say don't do this just because you see other people doing it and you think they're flourishing. They're flourishing because there's a lot behind them. But you need money. You need relationships. You need your numbers mm-hmm. need for your following to build up. You know, your brand's got to be strong so people will be interested and want to come to you. But the biggest thing is I challenge the artists today to be themselves, who they really are, man. So what if you this? So what if you that? So what if you're not this? What if you're not that? You know, I tell them that we all have to drive on the same highway, but we all don't have to drive the same car, man. Come on,
Amen.
Baby. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
So, you know, before we get into your new music, Home, I definitely love that song.
Yes, girl.
I was actually jamming that today.
That's the joint. That record ain't gonna never die, ever.
No, it's gonna be one of those songs that's gonna be that classic that. You pop in, your dude away. Hey, honey, I've been thinking about you. So I definitely dig that one. And and you said you had two more songs. One of them is definitely on the one of them is definitely on the Urban Influencers this week, number 10.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you for that.
And you mentioned another one when you were in our Zoom call on Monday. So tell us about your new surgeon in Southern Soul and R&B.
Well, my new single right now is called Love Like This. And it's a grown up record, man. It's just talking about, you know, wanting love and, you know, trying all your options, you know, even going to digital, you know, dating techniques and, you know, getting catfished or just some people, you know, and reason why is because people are just scared to be transparent. They're scared to be who they are. I mean, so if you're gonna be in a relationship with somebody, a committed relationship, they gonna see exactly who you are pretty soon. So, you know, you just gotta kinda, man, you gotta go with it and just have faith that you have built yourself up the way to all you can be for that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, see, you know, I'm going to ask you to sing a couple of bars at home.
It's
I can't wait
you.
To get
early in the morning when I'm standing at attention. I'm missing your attention and the smell of your loving all over me. I mean all over me. Nothing better than waking up to perfection. So perfected it's leaving me with no question that this is where I want to be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest. Now I can't wait to come home. Hopping on the first thing, smoking. Baby, I ain't joking. Out here on the road, trying to re-up, stacking all the dough, just to keep up. I can't wait to come on. I've been on that firm stand smoking. Baby, I ain't joking. Miss your taste, miss your smell, miss your feel, miss your ooh. Just want to get back to you. That's a monster.
Thank you.
Now, the second verse on the second half, a lot of people probably haven't picked up on it, but it says, it's like ABC is the way you school me. I've been thinking about it, baby. I'm ready because you got that love that I need. So, baby, hold on to me. What's that?
Baby, hold on to me.
Regina
Bell.
Come on. No, they're all Gerald LaVert songs.
Okay. I did not connect the two.
Oh, my God.
I did not connect the two.
It's like ABCs, the way you school me. That's off his... The last verse.
It is,
first,
yeah.
I've been thinking about it.
You're going to get upset with me. I mean, I like Gerald LaVert, but I probably wouldn't.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah. I've been thinking about it. Maybe I'm ready. Then you got that love that I need. So, baby, hold on to me. Those are all Gerald LaVert songs.
Wow. So you paid homage to Gerald LaVert in this song.
To my man, word to mother.
Wow.
Damn right I did. Yeah.
See, that's gonna make people want to hear it even more.
Go on, turn it up. Tune in and
turn it up. Get it, download. And you're on all social. I actually have it download on my playlist this week from Apple. So if y'all pull up Missy's playlist, you'll definitely see Home and Love Like This on my playlist this week.
And
so
I really appreciate
what's
you, man.
Next for Dave Tolliver?
I'm coming out the closet next week. No, seriously. You was like, what? As much as you've been talking stuff to me? No, what's next for me is I have to sit down and write these books, man, you know, especially since my partner died. You know, one of the books is going to be called Looking for the Perfect Beat, and it's just about all the different things that I've been through from my music, everything, just life. And all of, you know, there's some great chapters to write. And then the other one's going to be called Second Chance Dad, because I grew up estranged from my biological father. He was a monster. And now we're like best of friends. So I went from him being a monster to him being, and I mean, he was really a monster, from his drug addiction to his abusive nature to my mother and to me. And, you know, I can just tell you this, forgiveness is not for the person that has done the transgression against you, but forgiveness is for you. And so that's what the book's going to be about, you know what I mean? So, yeah, get ready for that. And then, you know, I'm still acting, and you know, once this opens back up, I, you know, you know, write the books, acting, writing songs. The album, the whole Southern Soul album, is going to be called Aunt Gail, Aunt Minnie, Granny Smith, because those were the ladies that introduced me to the blues. And, you know, Southern Soul is like bluesy R&B, and I miss them so much. And so I want to dedicate this album, and I'm waiting on these pictures so I can do the cover. Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
And I'm in Clubhouse on Tuesday night, helping people, consulting people, speaking motivationally. I've been thinking about getting my minister's license, but I don't know. And, you know, just being a life coach, I'm getting ready to start training for that. So, you know, because that's all I do is coach people's lives. Can't get mine together, but I got everybody else straight.
Wow.
Where that? Yeah,
so,
baby.
You know, I need you to tell everybody how to get in touch with you, download the music, follow you
call
on all your social media. Follow you on all your social media sites. And enjoy the music. It's all about the music.
Damn right. It's all about the music and me. You can reach me on Twitter and Instagram at Dave Men at Large, DaveMenAtLarge. Also on Facebook is just Dave Tolliver, DaveTollivere. And in Clubhouse is Dave Tolliver. If you're in Clubhouse, you got to come in Clubhouse. You gotta come play with us in Clubhouse. Ain't nothing like Clubhouse. Seriously, it's the cure for the blues during this COVID, man. And I hope those guys get some type of award or something, like a Nobel Peace Prize or something like, or just a claim like D Nice did. You know what I mean? And my music. Go ahead.
No. I was gonna say, did you also tell them that you are board member?
I am also a board member of the Urban Influencers. So make sure you check me out on that so I can connect you and get your records played around the country on a bunch of different stations like they're doing mine right now. So I need y'all to just come with it. Make sure you get at me. You want to reach me, email themenatlarge@gmail.com. Themenatlarge@gmail.com. It's going in, man. I got so much stuff I'm doing, I can't even remember everything. Yeah, man. I'm Irwin. And that Missy's
yes.
later.
Yes. Well, we thank you again. for just taking the time to do this interview. Continue with the awesome music. We appreciate you.
Well, you know anything for you.
Thank you. We never want. What are you about to say? You about to say something?
Oh, I was about to. No, I'm just saying, even in the midst of this COVID, I've been doing a couple of different things. Like April 10th, I'm supposed to be in Augusta, Georgia with my man Chris Legacy for it's going to be an outdoor event. For a Southern Soul concert in February 28th with the Florida Rights Recognition Coalition, something like that. It's an organization out of Florida that gets wrongly convicted felons cases turned over. So I'm going to be doing a tour with them. So, you know, cover me. I'm covered. You know, I don't need prayer. I'm covered. We rolling. Let's get this bread. Let's get this recognition. Let's get this platform. Let's get this music. And let's get messy.
All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That was Dave Tolliver.
Yeah.
Follow him. Also follow me as well, Missy E. Party Doll, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I love y'all.
Party
Have an amazing
doll.
Day.
Fishing baiting. so long, since, been so long. Since I had a love, yeah. That got combination like a hand in glove. I mean that sensation that kills the temptation of running.
Gone. I'm so alone. 'Cause you have to. Sheila. Can my friends help me say?
I'm doing really good. I had a really busy day, and it's just kind of getting started because I work till really late.
Okay. So you are a singer-songwriter from London.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting beginnings. But let's talk more about what makes Maya Zakai who she is.
Okay, well, my main goal with my music is to help people and others. So, to help myself and others. And
right.
I do that by just speaking about topics that I feel like need to be talked about, which is why my album is called Speak Up, because I wanted to, show people that it's okay to open up about their emotions, because everyone can relate to what you're going through, whether you know it or not, and it makes it way easier to handle if you feel less alone. So my main goal is just to help myself and others through hard times in life with my music.
Okay. So, and with your music, who would you say are the people who influenced you the most?
Well, my dad was definitely a huge person that influenced me, because he always pushed me from, when I was, 8 years old, when I, didn't even know I could really do this, but he always believed in me, and he's, an extremely supportive person, and he never once doubted that I could do it, and so that was huge for me to have that. And another person is probably my producer, Stefan, because he showed me everything I know now. He helped me grow so much as an artist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and you're saying that he taught you everything, and, I guess you're wise beyond your years, but you're only 19, right?
Yeah, I'm only 19.
Okay. So what made you want to get into the music business?
Well, kind of what I talked about before about helping people is, mm-hmm. at first I just took music, I didn't take it seriously. I was just, I would just sing covers, and it was just for fun. But when I put out my first song on SoundCloud mm-hmm. when I was 17, and I saw, a bunch of people telling me how it helped them or it saved their life even, it really hit me that I had to do this for a long mm-hmm. time.
So there's a lot of compassion behind what you write.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have any songs out that I haven't written, so I like to write all of my own stuff.
Amen. That's awesome. So if you were to work with anyone, who would it be?
Definitely Drake, because I've just loved Drake from the moment I heard him, and I've been a huge mm-hmm. fan, and I've been to his concert 3 times, and I would go again because he's just so incredible at what he does. He just doesn't miss. So definitely Drake.
Okay. And let's talk about the producers that work with you on your project.
Yeah, the only producer that I worked with on my album is Stefan.
Okay.
Stefan Oberhoff. What do you want to know about him?
Well, no, just tell me about the experience.
Oh, okay.
What was it like?
Yeah, I started off not knowing anything, and just he literally taught me all of the studio terminology, the words on how to mm-hmm. sound smart in the studio, which really helps mm-hmm. when I work with other producers, because they're like, how do you even know that? And I'm like, Stefan. And mm-hmm. so he taught me, he just opened up my musical ability, because it's such a different life in the studio than just singing covers or singing at home. It's hard to explain, but he really just he helped me learn how to engineer my own stuff too. And so
right.
now that I have a home studio, I can make my own songs. And yeah, it's just, I'm really thankful for him.
Okay. So, What is the future for Maya?
Hopefully bright. Yeah. 2021 hopefully is better than 2020. But yeah, I just have a lot of cool projects coming up, and like I'm just like I feel like I am at the point of my career where like I'm really like about to I feel like I'm about to take off because I have like a lot of good connections and knowledge, and I feel like I just need to like go full grind mode, and I have a good feeling about the future.
Okay. And so how would we get your music?
Well, you can, yeah, it's available on any music platform. So Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Amazon, like I don't really know all the others, but it's everywhere if you just look up my name, Maya Zakai.
Okay. Well, of course, we want to thank you. And if you had one piece of advice to offer the younger people coming up behind you that hear your music, and again, being an advocate of mental health definitely helps a lot of people out here in the world. So if you had one word of advice to offer any of the young people coming up, what would it be?
You mean coming up as an artist?
Yes, coming up as an artist. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I would just say that you should obviously never give up, because there are many times when I felt, even now, like sometimes feel like giving up, and because the music industry is complicated and there's going to be periods of time where things aren't happening, and then all of a sudden you'll get a call. Like it's crazy like that. So you should just never let anything get you down, and just keep inspiring people and keep letting yourself be inspired by others, and stay true to yourself, and just keep creating and putting yourself out there, and eventually things will fall into place if they're meant to be.
Okay. And another question, what are the top three songs on your playlist right now?
On my own playlist?
Yeah, your playlist.
That's so hard. Oh, my God. I like so many songs. I'm actually going to have to look at my playlist right now.
Mm-hmm. I always get people with that when I give them. It's like, oh, my goodness, you didn't just ask me that question.
Yeah, that's like choosing between my mom and my dad.
Oh, no, sorry.
Okay. Let's see. Well, Juice WRLD is one of my favorite artists, so probably Stay High by Juice WRLD.
Okay.
And then The Kid LAROI is another one of my favorite artists right now. So probably like Erase You or something. And then I'd probably have to do a Drake song, because I always got to have a Drake song in there.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I'm going to go with Headlines by Drake.
All right. Now that we've done all the hard stuff and made you work to do that, please tell everybody how they can get at you. We talked about your album, Speak Out. Speak Up, I'm sorry, Speak Up.
Speak Up, yeah.
So tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. If they want to reach out, they want to follow you, how can they do that?
Okay, well, if they look up my name on social media, it will come up, and then they can just, like, message me or DM me. And then if it's, like, if they're trying to message me about a collab, I usually send them to my manager's email. But on the way you spell, can I spell my name so that people know?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay. My name is spelled M-A-I-A-Z-A-K-A-Y. Maya Zakai.
Okay.
All right.
Maya Zakai, we're looking for big things with you.
Big things.
All right. This was the Urban Influencer. Y'all get at her, follow her, and make sure you download her music as well. We want to thank you so much for taking out the time to interview with us today. And we
appreciate you.
All right.
Appreciate you too.
The party, y'all. And I'm out.
Bye.
Miscommunication caused a heartbreak. All of it was over with a mistake. Now I'm sitting here, I got a headache. Cause all you ever try to do is make it hard, babe. I didn't check your story, baby. Don't know if you're home. You think I'm ignoring you when I just don't have a phone. This social media shit cause problems on the low. How will I ever know? You didn't check my story, baby. Don't know if I'm home. Yeah, you'll be freaking out if I'm responding hella slow. This social media shit cause problems on the low. Wait, how will I ever know? From long ago,
when I see those comments in the section down below,
hold up, wait. How will I ever know?
I'm not assuming anything, I just care too much. And if I didn't love you back, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Okay.
We used to FaceTime every night, now I'm losing touch. I'm looking at your phone and it's been blowing the fuck up. Yeah, yeah. And you know what it do to me. This love shit never come easily. Staying loyal ain't no fucking guarantee. Calling you out like I am a referee. Yeah, I'm really going insane now. Imagine us going down to Dre. Wow, social media in my head. How you gon' leave me on red? Drip, drip.
We were perfect on paper, baby. You've been changing up your mind lately. Yeah. Now you regret what you said to me. But I don't think change your thing. I didn't check your story, baby. Don't know if you're home. You think I'm ignoring you when I just don't have a phone. This social media shit cause problems on the low. Wait, how will I ever know? You didn't check my story, baby. Don't know if I'm home. Yeah, you'll be freaking out if I'm responding hella slow. This social media shit cause problems on the low. Wait, no, I will never know.
D-Mac on the fucking track.
My Cartier two-tone mismatch. I fuck with Evan and it don't kick back. I send fast line to shoot up your kickback. All they mad on stunt and I'm big. I'm real big on the bend and my car they not rented. That Urus can't fishball, I had to get 10. I got 500 racks in the condo, no cap in my mansion. Plus I got them bags in the cap. Got the yo for my shoes, my bitch got on Louis. They see what I do and they bite like I'm chewy. The yo-yo got pride on my shirt by a mirror. I say what I want, I ain't tripping, I shoot it. I'm young and I'm turnt, any nigga they burnt. Any bitches don't go, they gon' fuck anybody. With cloud or that money, ain't tripping, got both. And most of these models be snorting that dope. Cash in the bag. Cash in the bag, oh put that cash in the bag. Oh you got money, me too, I ain't trippin'. We can go bag for bag, cash in the bag. Cash in the bag, go put that cash in the bag. You ran off on who, or you taking with what? Go put a bag on that bag, cash in the bag. Cash in the bag, oh put that cash in the bag. Oh you got money, me too, I ain't trippin'. We can go bag for bag, cash in the bag. Cash in the bag, go put that cash in the bag. Ran off on who, or you taking with what? Go put a bag on that bag. C8 new vet, I ain't playing, I'm pimping. Switch up the spots, won't fucking them twice. And the one-on-one coupe that I drove about twice. I'ma say this shit once, ain't gon' say this shit twice. Richard, yeah, nigga in Atlanta with no deal. Ice on my wrist, I got both chill. Ain't no Alabama, want more bills. I want that cash in the bag, I'm still in my bag. I'm rich as a bitch, nigga, fuck what we had. I stay with that blicky, ain't going out bad. Niggas ain't going out bad. Had to get back to the business, I'm still independent, got racks in my britches. I'm fucking these rat nigga bitches, I'm still in the trenches, put weight in them bitches. Cash in the bag, cash in the bag, oh, put that cash in the bag. Oh, you got money, me too, I ain't trippin', we can go bag for bag. Cash in the bag, cash in the bag, go put that cash in the bag. You ran off on who, or you taking with what? Go put a bag on that bag. Cash in the bag, cash in the bag, oh, put that cash in the bag. Oh, you got money, me too, I ain't trippin', we can go bag for bag. Cash in the bag, cash in the bag, go put that cash in the bag. You ran off on who, or you taking with what? Go put a bag on that bag.
Down. When life hit hard, you gotta strike back. Never panic, find a way, that's my mindset. When life hit hard, you gotta strike back. Never panic, find a way, that's my mindset. The struggles will make me, I'm way too creative. A lot of these people is copy and pasting. My skills are proficient, it just keep enhancing. Your mind is a weapon, start taking advantage. A matter of time to start breaking down doors and shattering records, I come to do damage. When life hit hard, you gotta strike back. Never panic, find a way, that's my mindset. The struggles will make me, I'm way too creative. A lot of these people is copy and pasting. My skills are proficient, it just keep enhancing. Your mind is a weapon, start taking advantage. A matter of time to start breaking down doors and shattering records, I come to do damage. Had a fight all my life with the odds against me, collecting investments. Create wealth for your family, no need to be flashy and don't really have it. Work speak for itself, this is more of a passion. Like time, keep passing for yourself, pulling backwards. Trials and errors, shout out leader for that. When a deal is alone, better have some collateral. Make sure you own your rights and your math. You can be the best rapper, but business come first. Set you a budget and make that shit work. Find a market, a strategy, promote and get hurt. Invest in yourself, it's you like for the birds. Can't be focused on women, they come and they go. Invest in some stock and invest in some gold. Build up your credit, get the LLC stamp, get your business plan right. Make sure everything owned. I'm still in the process, no worry, I got this. Target my market and flood it with product. Business minded, fuck material, just keep me wasting no money if I know I want profit. Wanna buy me some land or that house is secure. Grateful I survived growing up in the hood. To my mother, my sister, my niece, and my nephew, I promise that I'ma make sure that we good. When life hit hard, you gotta strike back. Never panic, find a way, that's my mindset. The struggles will make me, I'm way too creative. A lot of these people is copy and pasting. My skills are proficient, it just keep enhancing. Your mind is a weapon, start taking advantage. A matter of time to start breaking down doors and shattering records, I come to do damage. When life hit hard, you gotta strike back. Never panic, find a way, that's my mindset. The struggles will make me, I'm way too creative. A lot of these people is copy and pasting. My skills are proficient, it just keep enhancing. Your mind is a weapon, start taking advantage. A matter of time to start breaking down doors and shattering records, I come to do damage. Lyrical genius, I don't need to prove it. World class standing, I learned how to use it. I know how to do this, could teach a few things. Should start a class, you can come be a student. If I follow it up, I'ma always keep moving. Skill level, he rises and never reduces. Shout out Conflict, he a fire producer. Both slept on, he believe in my music. Meet your rhymes, ready people, I know that we can. Shit is not easy, but stick to the plan. Type to do business, not open my hands. Slowly building a buzz and keep feeding the fans. My energy different, I always deliver. Not betraying no image, I'm really not living. Feel like I'm stuck, that's just me overthinking. Sitting, I write this to stop me from sinking. All this talent I have, I don't want it, just wasted. Teach myself patience, get myself motivation. Hit the booth, let it out, all this build up frustration. Been through my music instead of complaining. I find ways to change it, start getting creative. Rather figure shit out instead of asking for favors. Not asking for features, if I do it and I'm paying, there's really no need, cause I'm self-orchestrated. When life hit hard, you gotta strike back. Never panic, find a way, that's my mindset. The struggles will make me, I'm way too creative. A lot of these people is copy and pasting. My skills are proficient, it just keep enhancing. Your mind is a weapon, start taking advantage. A matter of time to start breaking down doors and shattering records, I come to do damage. When life hit hard, you gotta strike back. Never panic, find a way, that's my mindset. The struggles will make me, I'm way too creative. A lot of these people is copy and pasting. My skills are proficient, it just keep enhancing. Your mind is a weapon, start taking advantage. A matter of time to start breaking down doors and shattering records, I come to do damage.